Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Congratulations. On behalf of the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, you are now a member of the Jedi Alliance. May the Force be with you. Always.
That's us. I think that's the part where we start talking.
Oh, so we'll start talking now. Hello, Star Wars fans. Yes.
Hey, kids.
Welcome to Popcorn Network's Jedi Alliance, a celebration of the greatest saga ever told.
The greatest saga ever told. My name's Joey Drello.
I'm Joey Rockenstein.
We're here. We're at Jedi Alliance. And Ken is not here. He's abandoned you.
He has made the jump to light speed. He is in Las Vegas.
He is in Las Vegas at a professional wrestling convention, and which he apparently thought was a better idea than being here and talking Star Wars, which I don't agree with. But I'm glad he did, because now we get to be here.
Star Wars.
Yeah, we get to talk Star Wars, and he has to deal with Vegas. Good luck to you, Ken. Yeah. We'll be missing you.
Well, let's get started.
Yeah, let's do it.
What they usually do here when they have people guest hosts, they ask them five questions.
The five most important questions. But we've both been here, so we've already answered, and we know you all have our answers logged in your Jedi Alliance journal.
If you don't, please pull those up now.
They will be on the final, so you have to make sure you know that stuff. So
we have five additional important questions.
From you, the fans. So thanks. Thank you for playing along with our nonsense. Shall we?
Please.
Shall we dive right in?
I say go for it.
All right. The first question, as decided by you, the fans. If you could do a 24-hour ride-along, basically hang out for 24 hours with anyone in the Star Wars universe, who would it be?
So this is almost like you're riding along with the cops or the fire department, but this is now the Star Wars version of that.
It's the Ice Cube Kevin Hart movie, only with Star Wars people.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to say I would want to ride along with Darth Vader.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a couple of reasons for that. I want to see what the ins and outs of operating a Death Star would involve.
Yeah,
I don't really know the business side of that, what kind of vendors that they use on the Death Star.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and also I'm sure he has a pretty busy schedule. I know he's got to go in for his head work at some point during the day.
Got to be in that big egg.
Yeah, so that's fixed. A very important part of it. So I would definitely want to ride along with Vader. Maybe he can teach me a few tips, lightsaber tricks.
Yeah,
I
see that. Yeah, that's a little more dangerous for my taste.
Oh.
As anyone who's seen me on the show before knows, I'm kind of a giant coward. I would choose to hang out for 24 hours with Lando Calrissian, because I bet that dude knows how to hang out.
You know what? That is an excellent person to choose.
I think you hang out with Lando, you find some exciting cantina somewhere, you just kind of let him do the work and, kind of be like hanging out
with...
You're
almost like his wingman.
Yeah, you'd be his wingman. Right. But like, Lando, you see, you go, I'm just going to... It'd be like hanging out with Leo DiCaprio. You just kind of wait for the runoff and just
waiting in any lines at the Mos Eisley. I mean, you're getting drinks right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just walks in and is like, hey, how you all doing? You're going to party with Lando tonight. I mean, but that's just me.
Good choice.
And hopefully not run into you and Darth Vader. You to be up to trouble.
Right. I'm sure he probably would be having me doing a lot of busy work, I figure, if I was following him.
There would be so much filing involved with hanging out with Darth Vader.
I bet he's so behind on that, too.
Yeah. I need these facts.
Right away. Yeah. All right, so let's go with question number two. What is your favorite lightsaber battle?
Gosh, this was tough. I spent way too much time thinking about this than any grown man should really ponder questions like this. But
I mean, anytime you're sitting in traffic, I mean, I would think you're thinking about this.
Yeah, just like, what is my favorite lightsaber battle? I'm gonna go. I almost gave it to, in honor of this show, the Duel of the Fates with Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan and Darth Maul, because that's just awesome. I got to go with Luke and Darth, Empire
classical.
Strikes Back, the first one.
Stick with the classic,
I mean, and just so much happens during it. Like, A, it's an awesome fight, and Luke loses his hand, finds out that little technical, detail about his relationship with Mr.
Vader. It's
almost
like a throwaway.
It's like a total throwaway.
It's like an aside.
It's a total throwaway line that nobody even remembers what happened. But yeah, sometimes the most obvious answer is still the right one.
It's still the best one.
I think. I don't know.
That's a great one. I myself went with the great lightsaber battle in the Clone Wars series, which was between Darth Sidious, Maul, and Savage Opress. Darth Sidious just came in there, and I was like, "What? This guy has got moves that these guys haven't seen."
Oh yeah, well, and, you know, anytime you can hang with those two, I mean, it's,
right?
And anytime those two walk in, you know something's going to go down.
Right.
So if you can go toe-to-toe with those dudes, good for you. That was awesome.
Those two brothers, I thought, had it made, but then Sidious showed up, and it's like, I don't think so.
No.
They're in for a world of hurt, and they did get hurt.
Yeah. Right? No, yeah. No, that did not end well for them.
Right.
Yeah, and that was a good one. I totally forgot about that one.
Number three,
what is, in your opinion, the icon of Star Wars? Like, what, if you put anything, whether it be a character, graphic, whatever, sat in front of somebody and just said, look at this, and they would immediately go, that's Star Wars.
On that one, I am just going to go with the face of Vader.
Just
the helmet. I mean, you see that, and first of all, if you see that anywhere, I think you're in danger.
Yes.
So you probably should turn and walk the other way.
Right.
Unless you're trained, of course, but I mean...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. I would go, if not Vader, I would go with Yoda.
Oh.
I would say one of those two.
See, I like how we're thinking, though. I think we can tell what side of the Force that we're on by the answers giving here.
Yeah, I'm guessing you picked dark side, and I went, like I said, I'm kind of a coward. I'm not a coward.
I'm anti-coward.
I'm anti-confrontational.
There you go. See?
I believe in a peaceful resolution.
You are a peacekeeper, Joe.
Yeah, I'll throw down if necessary, but I'd rather just kick back in the VIP lounge with Lando. That's all I'm saying.
Who doesn't want that?
Right?
Who doesn't? That should be like an award in a raffle to be able to hang out with Lando Calrissian.
Yes.
I mean, like a silent auction or something.
At Star Wars Celebration, they should raffle that off.
Be it.
Forget everything else. Who wants to hang out with Lando? I like that, yeah. But yeah, no, I agree with Vader, but I would also put Yoda up there just because, I mean, his face is so iconic. You know, all you have to do is do a little backwards talk to somebody and they know you're talking Yoda, and or, you know, do or do not. There is no try. It's Yoda, like, so.
Many iconic sayings.
Yes.
Come from,
yeah.
From
so
Yoda.
It's definitely one of those two.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And number four, what is your favorite weapon?
Again, sometimes the most obvious answer is the right one. You have to go with lightsaber. I mean, you just do.
Yes, I actually, I'm pretty much the same, but I wrote darksaber. Just got a little bit more specific on that. For those of you who are Clone Wars fans, the darksaber did make a nice appearance in that.
Yeah.
And I was enthralled by that, and I definitely felt like my younger self when I said, where can I get a lightsaber? Now I'm thinking, where can I get a darksaber?
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I was merely just thinking lightsaber in general. If I had to, like, pick a specific one, I was like, I mean, here he is.
Right, hello.
Here's my little buddy here, Darth Maul.
You come equipped.
With the double.
Yes.
Well, you know, like I tweeted out the picture, our toy display is a little lacking since Ken isn't here. But, you know, we got the Pez dispensers. But, yeah, no, I like Darth Maul's little thing there.
You say lacking. I feel that these say a lot from just the ones that we have.
I went with quality over quantity.
We've covered the action figures, but then, I mean, the Pez dispensers. I mean, who doesn't have a great collection of Star Wars Pez dispensers?
I mean, it's pretty much, like, required in life, I think.
It should be, and it is now.
Yeah.
It is now, so.
If you don't have a good Pez dispenser, you're
doing
it wrong.
If you're fans of the show, please go out and get a Star Wars Pez dispenser.
Yeah. At least one. After the show. Do it
after the show.
After
the show, of course.
Right now you have to hang out. Listen to us babble. Finally, the last question from you, the fans.
Thank you, by the way. These were great
fans.
Questions.
Yes. Thank you for caring. Ken was very class. Like, yes, people care about my show. Thank God. Who or what is your favorite non-human character?
So, again, thought long and hard.
Yeah.
And I think this is almost who I would want to be in the Star Wars universe. So I would want to be a Wookiee.
Yeah.
I want to be a Wookiee. You heard it here. I mean,
I can't argue with that. So I'm not going to.
I took Wookiee for a semester at City College.
That was such a good class.
It was good. It was hard, but I finally caught on. You know.
Yeah. The midterm was pretty brutal.
But, yeah. I did get into an argument with the professor one time, and for that I say.
Did he tear your arms off though?
Yeah. He threatened.
Yeah.
Threatened with the arm tearing.
That's good. I when I answered my top five questions, I think I said my favorite character was Chewie. So I'm with you on that. I also got to give a little love to R2-D2. I like him. He's little. He just kind of scurries around, but he's always right in the middle of it.
He packs a punch.
He's always involved in it. He's always got a little something going on that he's not telling anybody about and just pissing C-3PO off. And so I like him. He's kind of a jerk, but he's in it.
3PO and R2 are definitely the odd couple of the Star Wars universe.
Yes. When they did the reboot on CBS, they should have had a 3PO and R2-D2. That's a sitcom right there. That thing could run forever.
Les Moonves, you heard it here. I mean, that's the new odd couple. Come on. Let's make it happen. I said, so those were the five questions. Thank you for those. And now on to Star Wars news.
Yes. From the HoloNet. And the big news, the top story, the one that sent shockwaves throughout all the Star Wars universe, as of, I believe, last Friday.
Correct.
Last Friday, all six Star Wars films, the Star Wars collection, is now available on digital download. iTunes, whatever non-Apple users use, you can all download all six films ready to go on your tablet, on your laptop, on your phone, on your iPod Touch. I don't know how completely it goes. But yeah, no, you can finally get all six ready, have them at the ready.
In a row.
At all time. In a row. Out of order, however you want to do it. We're not and not just the films. There's some extras. They have I think each one has a conversation with cast members, stuff where they give you some behind the scenes.
That's pretty sweet.
So it's not just the film. There's also some extras. I think they're going for $19.99 each on, at least I think that's where I saw it on iTunes. One thing I'm seeing that some fans are a little perturbed about.
Upset.
A little upset is that at the intro, where it usually does the da-na-na-da, da-da-da-da.
Right.
It's not there anymore. It's just the Lucasfilm and the little fanfare that's just, it's just not the same. And the original trilogy is the special editions with all the added extras and
and
whatnot.
All the bells and all the whistles.
Yeah, the re-releases, the extended dance scene in Return of the Jedi.
I heard the person who choreographed that dance scene was the same one who did the choreography for Michael Jackson's Thriller.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
That would explain her, all her moves.
Right.
I actually wouldn't be so opposed to that if she actually moonwalked. I think that would have been pretty awesome. She's actually going, I'm just saying.
We can own all six in digital download. Yeah.
Take them with you. Star Wars is with you always.
Forever.
Just like the Force, it will be with you always. You can take it wherever you want.
I'm proud to say that Disney will, be getting, once again, more of my money.
They're going to make a few dollars on this, I think.
Which is fantastic after they got my money when I bought the VHS box set.
Yep.
The VHS remastered box set.
Yep.
The DVD box set.
Oh, yeah.
The DVD remastered box set.
Yep. Yeah, no, I have the DVD box set that also has the original theatrical versions of the first trilogy, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have Episode 4. I have Star Wars. Like, my crawl and everything doesn't even say A New Hope. It's Star Wars.
Just Star Wars.
Which is cool, but yeah, this is pretty tempting too. Even though it is a special editions, I'm a little snobby about that, but I mean, it's Star Wars everywhere. Like, I would almost want to get jury duty just so I could then watch Star Wars on my iPad in the jury room. Just be like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and watch. He's guilty. I'm watching Star Wars. I don't care.
Jury duty will never be that bad again,
right?
Now that we have the digital versions of Star Wars.
Yeah, like, you know, any fan, you get it and you think, oh no, I have to go to jury duty. Wait, I can watch Star Wars all day.
Like, that's fantastic.
That kind of makes it worth it, right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea. Yeah, I think there we go.
Other news, the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars. Clone Wars is coming to Celebration, Star Wars Celebration. If you, like us, are fans of these, of
like celebrating
Star Wars, the Clone Wars, which you should be, they are releasing, well, they're screening a 4-episode arc called The Bad Batch. The episodes aren't completely finished, but they will have the full voice cast there. And it's for everyone who is wondering, whatever happened to Echo, this is his story of how Captain Rex and team...
Now, did they kind of just, like, fall off? Like, they had the story going, and then it was one of those situations where they just kind of, like, blended into the main story that they were doing.
Yeah, pretty much. Since Clone Wars got canceled... Semi-abruptly.
Let's just say it was abrupt.
Abruptly. It was taken too soon so that they could make room for Rebels, which I'm happy to say I do enjoy.
More than the Clone Wars?
No. But enough that I'm not mad about it anymore. It was getting a little sketchy there, but towards the end and with the finale and everything, kind of how it's set
right.
to go,
I had heard that you weren't hanging out as much as you used to because you were so upset about what was going on.
I did spend a lot of time at home just crying and just curled up with my little Ahsoka doll that I have.
Right.
And just,
oh, it's going to be okay.
But that's
exciting though.
But it is. So, since, you know, there were a few plot threads that were left dangling when, the show was taken from us, ripped
abruptly. Might add. Yeah.
It's exciting, and then hopefully, you know, I know it's so far it's only scheduled to air at Celebration, but hopefully they can kind of put them together and give them for the rest of us, for those of us not cool enough to go.
Right.
All right. Well, I don't know.
We'll
Are
be
you
celebrating.
Going?
I won't be going to the Celebration.
Yeah,
but I'll be celebrating.
Well, yes.
Right.
With your new digital downloads.
Absolutely.
Available now on iTunes. Like that. That's a product. I'm trying to get us sponsored.
I think that works.
I'm trying to get Ken sponsored. If he lands an Apple sponsorship because of that, I get...
You think we're going to get a part of it?
90%.
Oh, my gosh.
I want 90%.
I want at least 0.05% of that.
You got it.
Thank
you were here. You're a witness.
I'm going to sign that right now. Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, it's binding. I believe if you say yes. anything on air, it's a legal binding
right.
contract.
I have proof.
Yep. You can play this back in court. I'll be like, damn, I really shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you're paying attention and not watching your digital download right now...
Yeah, see, they'll all side
right.
with me. It's like, you're why, I'm why you have that. You're welcome.
And rounding out the news, of course.
Yes.
Darth Vader.
This last week saw
number four.
Darth Vader number four.
Look at
the
that
latest,
artwork.
Right? Oh, the artwork.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to say, all four of the Star Wars series have had outstanding... You want to look,
I
look
do.
At it? Take
I
a
do.
Look at it. Play around. They've had outstanding artwork. I think Darth Vader, in both story and art, is probably the superior of all four Star Wars series. And this was another awesome installment. Vader, in his quest to, all right. I mean, fighting a bunch of droids, just him. And it's pretty awesome. And, he's, you know, I won't get too spoilery for those of you who haven't read it, but he's continuing his quest to kind of redeem himself in the face of the Emperor. The series starts right after the Death Star blows up and the Emperor's, shockingly, not too pleased with Mr. Vader.
Right.
He's a little miffed.
I'm sure that was a pretty expensive loss when the Death Star blew
up. It was. I mean, there was a lot of red tape. That was a huge hit to the budget. And all the vendors that we talked to, you know, they were mad.
Right. They pull out.
Yeah.
They're left with nothing.
So Vader's got a bit of a demotion. And so the Emperor has given him a task, which he's pretending to do, but also on the side, he's kind of trying to amass. He's got a human helper who is, and unfortunately I'm completely blanking on her name, but she's awesome. And even in this issue, you find out that she's not stupid. Like, there's a part where she goes, yeah, I know you're gonna kill me once I've run out of my usefulness, so just do me a favor and do it quick.
Right.
Like, just give me... He's like, if I have a choice, give me lightsaber. Just don't even warn. Just do it.
Right. Just one quick...
Yeah, just real quick.
She kind of reminds me of, like, the people who, like, would want to be vampires and were just helping out vampires.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's basically
not
her.
Not to, like, you know, cross over into anything there, but...
Yeah, like he's not forcing her. In,
right.
Like,
she has
on
an
board.
Agenda.
Yeah,
she has an agenda,
and she is on board. She's like, she is Team Vader all the way. And he's got... One of my new all-time favorite characters in 000, who basically imagines C-3PO as a homicidal maniac. Seriously. He's got these red glowing eyes.
He'd be perfect for that.
He's into torture. He has this one great line where his little R2 counterpart sets all these robots on fire, and he just goes, "Ha ha, you're on fire and you're dead." It's awesome. So if you're not reading, if you're not reading the Star Wars Marvel comics, I don't know what to tell you.
Start now, because it's only issue 4.
It's only issue 4. You still have plenty of time.
You can catch up.
When you go out to buy your Pez dispenser, also swing by the comic book store.
Right.
Pick up issue number 4 of Darth Vader and 1, 2, and 3.
And those two things, I think, could be done on one trip.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, if you're super lucky, your comic book store has Pez dispensers.
Right.
So, do it. We were giving out some good life advice today, I think.
I hope everybody's at least, writing some of this down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they need to. It's in their Jedi Alliance journal that we mentioned. I mean,
There we go.
It's all going to be on the final kits.
Please make sure you have it down. Okay.
So here we go. As some of you may have noticed, the last time I was here, our conversation, our topic, our forced on, was about these topics, the subject of racial inequality in the Star Wars universe. It was a good conversation. It's an important conversation, I think, to keep having, until...
Which they still need some sort of legislation to be passed.
They really do.
To fix that problem.
Yeah, and, and again, not just in Star Wars, but in life. So it was a good, it was a good topic, but as some of the fan responses denoted, it's a bit of a downer. So it's nice to be back here today and
appreciate your honesty, though,
and have something a little more lighthearted to talk about. So today on Forced On, let's talk about death. Right?
Who has died?
We, Mr. Rockenstein and I, we spoke. We compared notes. We've come up with the top 10 Star Wars deaths. Now, these are mostly from the movies. We know there's a whole expanded universe.
There's a huge spectrum.
But, oh my God, we didn't have the time.
No. I think it would have been more than 10, perhaps.
Yeah, we'd be like, well, here are the top 119 deaths in all of Star Wars.
So stay tuned.
And there'd still be people mad that we left some off the list. They'd be like, excuse me. So, we're just going mostly movies. We do have one that's not a film.
That's correct. Can I mention something, though?
Of course you can.
Because you were talking about
buddy. Inequality. Yes.
And I want to say that the Jedi Alliance show is taking a step to, battle that kind of inequality, because...
Absolutely.
The co-hosts that they have both have the name.
Yes.
Joey and Joe.
Yeah.
And
when I was on with and talking about racial inequality, the guest was named Joseph. So I think now we have to get all three of us in.
Yes.
Now what we got to do is get the three of us
in. We just have the entire evolution of the name.
Exactly. Yeah. You just have the big evolution chart. Joey and Joseph.
So Joseph, if you're out there.
Yeah, if you're out there.
We want you back.
Yeah, we're going to talk. We'll get the schedule set and we'll do that. But before then, we have the top 10 Star Wars deaths, and like anyone who does a top 10 list, we cheated, and we actually are starting off with an honorable mention.
Yes, but I think this is my favorite part of the list, the honorable mention. I'll be honest.
It absolutely is, and really, mostly we only picked it just so we could use the picture, but Porkins.
Ugh.
Honorable mention to Porkins.
Porkins.
Good old Porkins eating the fried chicken. I mean, I love that picture. How can you not love that picture? He's got the NASCAR helmet.
He's hungry.
He's got a bucket of chicken. He's going.
He's got a bucket of wings.
He's going down.
He's got the 10-piece.
If you're going to go out eating a bucket of chicken, right? That's
the amazing part is that he actually had room in the cockpit of the X-Wing for that bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do any kind of stock check before they go.
No, I hope he had, like, an extra size X-Wing. I think Porkins was a big boy.
Let's start with that. Can we start with that real quick? Because what I had read that Porkins was actually originally hired to be a stand-in for Jabba.
That would explain a lot.
Then, right. First of all, how bad is that going to make you feel about yourself, though, to know that you're going to be standing in for...
That had to have given him a complex.
Right.
It couldn't have felt good. Like, we have this giant blob. We need you to pretend to be that for a while. You'd be like,
You don't have to do much. Mr. Lucas. Just kind of do what you're doing already.
Can I have 5 minutes to just go cry for all my tears, please. That's just, then I'll be right with you. But yeah, Porkins, going out, fighting for the cause, eating some chicken. He is our honorable mention. But now the actual list, the actual top 10.
Starting with number 10.
Starting with number 10.
Number 10.
We're going backwards and everything.
Yes.
which might be tricky because we're not very good at math. But number 10, the most adorable selection
and I think
on our list,
one,
I think.
One of the saddest
deaths. Definitely one of the saddest deaths. Not to the Ewok.
Oh.
I mean, listen, say what you will about the Ewoks. I know they aren't always the most popular.
Of course not. But if you didn't feel something when Nanta took that blast.
Yeah. And certainly, I mean, I was probably 8 when I first saw it. So
right.
I'm all excited because here are these living teddy bears fighting Star Wars and they're doing well. And then they kill one of them.
I know. What is wrong with this?
I was like, no.
World.
I'm like, don't kill the... No, they're adorable. Why would you do that? I do have to say, I don't know what it says more. If it's that the Empire is terrible because they only killed one of them, considering all the technology they had.
Right.
Or if not, it just really sucked that like... That's the one Ewok. Like, yes, we all made it through. Oh, right. Nanta. It's like, of course. Stupid Nanta. That's the one who bites
like
the bullet.
Like, they expected him to.
Yeah,
to...
like, yeah, not, you should probably go first,
right,
buddy. We're going to hang out. We'll come around later.
They put him on the front line.
And, yeah, we'll throw a spear. You just, yeah. See that giant metal thing shooting the lasers with the legs walking
right.
at us? Yeah, you go, just, go fight that.
Just go wave at him.
Yeah.
Wave him down. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Go get him. It's like one of my few favorite Family Guy bits from the Star Wars when they did the parody of him getting in before the battle on Hoth.
Right.
And he's like, how are you feeling, Dak? And Dak's like, I feel like I could take on the whole Empire myself. It's like, oh, that'd be awesome. Hey, guys, everyone, Dak's got this.
We're out.
And he flying out. It's like, all right, come on, you guys. I think that was based on what actually happened to Nanta. Like, oh, you feel good? You got this? All right, buddy.
Nanta's got this.
Yeah, we're all behind you. Make us proud. And then, no, he died a terrible, sad, tragic, but still adorable death.
And I wouldn't say he didn't die for nothing.
No, you know, he died so that the rest may live.
Thank you, Nanta.
Thank you, Nanta. Much love. Props.
Coming in at our number 9,
Jango
Fett.
Yes. Father of Boba.
Man.
And decapitated by Mace Windu. First of all, the death itself, just, I mean, that's not a fun way to go. And he, as watching Spartacus and other TV shows and movies have taught me, anytime you're in a gladiatorial pit, somebody's going to die a horrible death.
Of course.
And in this case, it happened to be
now.
Mr.
Would this
Jango.
Not be an honorable death, though, for someone like Jango Fett?
I'm sure he was a little miffed, but he would say going out in battle would be
it's
fine.
The way that he wanted to go.
Exactly. And as we all know, it then inspired his young son, Boba, to grow up and become the badass that he was.
Of course.
So it's not like it was for nothing. I imagine, given a choice, he would prefer to keep his head on. But that's right. Just, you know. I don't know. Maybe he was ready to go. Like, go ahead. Fine.
Right.
I'm done. I mean, look at me. I'm in Attack of the Clones. Please, somebody kill me. God, somebody put me out of my misery.
How many more of these are there?
He didn't have to be in the movie anymore.
Right.
He's like, I'm free. I can go home. I mean, you know, if you're gonna go out, go for the cause, like getting out of that movie.
Now, do you think his son held on to the head as almost like a shrine or some sort of motivating?
I imagine he's got that thing in a freezer somewhere. Which is gross and creepy. But,
it is.
But, I mean, the way he was holding it, you know, at the end, you know, there's that shot of him in the shadows holding on to his dad's head. He's probably like, yeah, I'm going to keep this.
Right.
It's a good keepsake.
Have something to remember my dad by.
Yeah. You know, fathers always like to pass things down to their sons. I give you my head.
Right. Because they probably didn't have too many other things that they could really pass down.
Yeah, I don't think the Fetts had much in the way of assets or keepsakes,
right.
Memorabilia.
It seemed like they were kind of paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, yeah. No, they were scrounging. So
yeah.
It was definitely like, I have nothing. Just, here you
take
go, buddy.
My head.
Yeah, just, can you get that? You pick that up? Drop something.
That's for you.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Happy birthday, son.
Number 8.
Number 8. Number 8's a good one.
It is. For those going back to the Clone Wars, number 8, Previsla.
Yeah, see, here we go. Here's our non-film. Previsla.
Again, another warrior died in battle, but what a great battle that was.
Yeah, again, going up against Darth Maul, and you know, and it was definitely not one-sided, and this was a guy who had, up to that point, pretty much fought everybody. I mean, he went up with Obi-Wan, he fought Ahsoka, I don't think
and held his own without having, doesn't have any force powers, so,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, no, he hung in there, and he went for it, so, you know, he went out noble.
He did. I was kind of disappointed that he lost, though, to be honest, because
I thought
he had him.
Yeah, and at that point, even though he was kind of the bad guy, you know, Maul, of course, is the badder guy.
Right.
So you're kind of thinking, well, you know, this Previsla guy, he's kind of, and he sort of had a point overall. He was kind of a jerk about it, but he sort of had a point in his motivations. And then here comes Darth Maul. He's like, I'm going to chop your head off now. Plus, on a show like The Clone Wars, which, granted, had never really strayed away from violence, but wasn't, you know, fully, you know, it was probably the most violent death on Clone Wars.
I mean, I would
guy,
say so, yeah.
You know, guy getting his head chopped off on what's essentially a Saturday morning cartoon.
Right. Like, that was definitely one of the darker arcs that they had with the Mandalorian storyline.
Yeah.
And how the Death Watch wanted to take back what they originally had.
Yep.
With their people.
Yeah.
And then Maul comes in and is like, they had joint forces at some point, and then he wants to be the head of...
He kind of teamed up, and then Maul's like, yeah, I'm going to be the boss, and of course there turns into a pissing contest. And
yeah.
Sorry, Pri. But... and that's
he lost
our,
it.
And
he lost his head.
That's our second decapitation in a row.
And unfortunately, he didn't have a son to give his head to.
He did not. He had no... Although, I don't know, he had a lot of followers, so maybe one of them kind of grabbed it.
Yeah, like, off to the side.
Well, when Maul walked out, it's like, all right, I'm going to keep this. Sell it on eBay or something.
I have to look for that now.
Yeah. Sold it on the HoloNet.
Number 7. Oh, man.
Pork and stand-in.
Number 7, Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Man.
The infamous gangster choked to death by a fine Carrie Fisher.
I'd have to say that was probably one of the grossest death.
Yes. Yeah. He's a giant slug
getting choked.
And he's got that big tongue drool going. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, it was so gross. Like, it's a good thing the ship blew up and no one had to clean up after that. Cause that just would have been,
right.
I'd have been like, no, I'm not doing
yeah,
that. No, get that little.
It's not in my contract.
Yeah. Get that weird little monkey guy to come over here and like lick it up. I'm not doing it. No, thank you.
Okay. So for a human, it takes 6 seconds for someone to be choked out.
Right.
6 seconds.
Felt like
for a Hutt.
For a Hutt, that felt like a good minute and a
right.
half.
That's a big neckline.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you saw how heavy that chain was.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And it's Leia. I mean, she. That was definitely one of, if not her, most badass moment.
Right.
In the whole series. Right. But you know, she's a little lady, and that's a big, gross worm.
Big
dude.
Chain,
and
that's
she's
a
joking
big
with
Hutt.
The. Yeah. So you know, good for she had good technique. You know, you put the leg.
Right,
with
so she had
the
good counter
neck.
Pressure.
Yeah,
she had good counter
good.
Pressure on that yeah, choke.
It,
she did.
It, that was like the Star Wars.
Right.
That was like the Star Wars version of the sleeper hold.
Right.
Roddy Piper would have been very proud of her. Like, yep, that's how you do it, kid. That's what you do. You just.
I think a lot of MMA fighters have studied that move.
Yeah.
And have started incorporating that.
That's probably what they're like. You know, if we did that with our arms, we could get belts and vicks.
Yeah, that's how the guillotine choke.
Yeah.
Was thought up. It was through Princess Leia.
So, yet another thing that Star Wars inspired.
As inspired. I mean,
UFC.
I'm telling you guys, this final is going to be question packed.
It is.
There's going to be a lot going on.
You all better be taking notes because we know our trivia. Star Wars invented UFC and the guillotine choke. But yeah, and, you know, and Jabba was such a big villain. And I don't just mean in his girth. I mean, you know, here was a guy who we'd been hearing about for 2 movies, hadn't even seen him yet. And then finally he's revealed and it's like, holy crap, that I don't want to piss that thing off. And you know, he was master of his domain, ruler of all that surrounded him, but that fine slave girl.
A little disappointing though that none of his minions stepped in to help him out.
Yeah, I gotta assume they're either dead already or just preoccupied.
Just scared.
Yeah, and
well, because there was a lot going on at that time, anyways.
Yeah,
right?
You know, it was active. Yeah. I'm sure nobody, you know, was running by. Right. I was like, hey, is Job
getting choked?
He'll be fine.
Right.
He'll
just swing his tail.
That'll probably take another 4 minutes anyway. I'll come back for a second.
They had time.
Yeah, I got to fight this dude who's flipping around and hitting everybody with his laser sword. God, I went into the wrong profession. What am I doing here with my life? I went to college to work on Jabba's ship. Ugh. I'm just saying, he probably had a lot of regrets.
Which I'm sure most of them did.
Yeah.
If you got stuck, if you were hired to work on Jabba's ship, I'm sure that was like one of those moments you're like, yeah, why did I even get a degree?
Yeah, yeah. Between Jabba's ship and both Death Stars, there's a lot of collateral damage of just people like not even involved just going, come on, yeah, man, boom. They blow up. Like that's, I should have tried harder in school.
Plan your life. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, that's the main. Stay in
Plan
school,
your
kids.
Life.
Yes.
Coming in at number 6 for top 10 deaths.
Oh, so sad. Yoda.
The face of Star Wars.
The face of Star Wars. One of them.
Right.
And, you know, not necessarily a big violent death, action-packed death, or even dramatic, but just, you know, it's he lived a long life.
Very symbolic death.
Very symbolic. And, you know, and now that we know all that, well, not all, but a lot of what he did before that time with Luke, you know, it was the end of an era.
Right.
900 years. When 900 years you reach, look as good you will not. Something like that, right? Isn't that the quote?
That sounds about right.
It's close enough.
If only that relationship, though, that they had, like that, just that moment that literally faded away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that you know, if Mr. Miyagi had disappeared in front of Daniel-san, it would have been like the same thing. Because, you know, you have the great mentor and great mentor, great Jedi legend, and finally, now his watch is ended. Oh, wait, sorry, I went over into a different show. That's another of Ken's podcasts. But no, it was, you know, again, it wasn't necessarily the biggest moment in the movie, but it was an important, just in the story of Star Wars.
Right.
It was an important thing to watch happen.
That was literally almost the moment where you can see the act break.
Yeah.
Like, for those of you who are screenwriting people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And pause.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad, too. That was definitely another sad one when I felt that was time for Yoda to go.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and you know, certainly watching these things as kids, you kind of always assume the really adorable characters are going to stick around, you know, much like the Ewok. And it's like, no, but nope. Yoda, you never want the puppets to die, but Yoda had to go.
As do they all.
But, you know, he had a better run than most.
That's true.
Better and longer. So more power to you, Yoda.
He saw a lot in his time.
He did. Possibly a bit too much.
Yeah.
And as someone had mentioned on the YouTube chat, also had an awesome lightsaber battle with the Emperor in the
in Revenge
of Sith. I mean that was,
yeah, absolutely,
yeah. And I completely blanked on that. So good job for the person who mentioned that. I missed it. It was like,
but that was definitely an epic battle.
That was a great battle. Yeah, you know, Emperor's throwing the Senate pods at him, and he's diving from.
I mean, how frustrating must that have been as the Emperor when you got Yoda just jumping all crazy at you? Like, what? You just had a cane. What are you doing jumping at me like that?
And you're this tiny little dude. How you know? It's probably the same as Dooku. Like, wait, what? Like, you? How
on.
Can you do that? No, you're old and small, and you're beating the crap out of me. I'm a horribly powerful person. What's happening?
I am not equipped to handle this.
No, time out. Hold on. I was misinformed. I was led to believe that you were old and feeble.
Right. And I am supposed to win this battle.
Yes.
Oh, Yoda, thank you for all your teachings.
Thank you, Yoda. Much love. Peace out. Number 5.
Oh,
this
yes.
was
heart-wrenching.
I like this one. Heart-wrenching. Possibly of the films, probably the darkest moment. And not just a singular death. The younglings.
There was multiple. Yeah. Younglings.
A room full of younglings.
Number 5.
Taken down at the hand of Anakin Skywalker as his turn to the dark side becomes complete. That's, you know, that's one of those where you knew it was coming, but you're still like, oh, no, don't.
You didn't think he was going to go through with it. You didn't think he was going to go through with
it. You're like, come on, Annie, you can.
But, no.
You see, no. You just, you know, and there's, you know, you see the one, he's just standing like, what's happening, Master Skywalker? It's like, oh, nothing good, kid. Nothing good's happening. You need to run. Right. That's what's happening.
But he didn't have a chance. Like, he just woke up from his nap.
Yeah, one of them's in the back sipping a juice box. Yeah. Just, you know, they're hanging out, and all of a sudden, here comes.
They're expecting, like, you know, 4 o'clock is lightsaber training with.
Yeah, it's like, what? You're early, dude. Come on. It's what? Is this like a pop quiz? Yeah. What's going on? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, crap.
sad thing is that the younglings were going to get it no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't going to be Anakin, it was going to be Cad Bane was going to take him out. So
yeah, I mean, they were not long for the universe, but the fact that it was Anakin, and, you know, and that really is the thing that's where you knew, like, nope, he's gone.
Right. That's when you knew that he didn't like kids.
Yeah. That's when you thought, you know, someone should really throw him into a volcano and chop his legs off. He is not nice. Someone really needs to teach that guy a lesson, because he is getting out of control. That was excessive. Really excessive. Like, you know, the younglings, they you know, they're not the best behaved, but that's
like
going
the
overboard.
Entire death, like, maybe they could just lose a couple hands or something like that.
I mean, start with a finger and see where it goes.
Yeah,
right. Like
you could probably get someone to quit the Jedi Order, you know, if they lose a few fingers.
Yeah,
or toes.
Like all right, kids. Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we don't want you here anymore.
You're either going to lose your hand or get out. What's the choice? I don't have
anywhere to live. Yeah. Well, that's your choice then.
Yeah. Well, then, that's not going to be a problem for you in about 2 seconds. Come here. I think Revenge of the Sith, you know, the prequels obviously get a very bad rap in most cases, justifiably so. But I think Revenge of the Sith, at least, is I find it the least objectionable of the prequels. And, you know, it's because of moments like this where you're actually feeling like, and even if, you know, the execution and filmmaking wasn't to top notch, it's still like, this is the moment where Anakin Skywalker stops and here comes Darth Vader.
Right.
Like, that's just, there it is. And it's horrible, but also really cool to see. Like, yep, that was
like definitely
the thing.
The mental change that he just crossed over right there into that point.
Yeah, where it's like, yep.
Yeah, it's not going. He's not turning back.
Yeah,
now.
There's no coming back. Mm-hmm. As we know, he definitely never came back.
Number four,
one that I did not see coming. Apparently, I was supposed to, but I was surprised by it. You know, at least when I first saw it in theaters. So from Phantom Menace, Qui-Gon.
Oh, Qui-Gon, why
in the Duel of the Fates?
Yes.
I mean, again, epic battle.
That was a huge lightsaber battle.
And yes, in hindsight, you probably should have known that generally the teachers in the Star Wars universe are not, they really don't fare well in these movies. You know, it's like Obi-Wan, no, quite okay. But at the time, you know, it's Liam Neeson in a Star Wars movie. You kind of think he'll at least stick around for a bit, but no, he's got that awesome battle with the badass Darth Maul. And it was a really good moment. And you had Obi-Wan there behind the shield,
right.
Completely powerless to do anything.
Couldn't do anything at all.
Yeah, that's certainly the finest moment from that movie.
And I was hoping that was a moment, you know, that Qui-Gon was just really trying to let it be a teaching moment, and it wasn't just a moment of where he had some kind of, like, you know, contract battle with the Taken series that he just couldn't continue on in Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, he's like, no, I got, you know,
I'm gonna do this other trilogy.
There's like there's a big legal battle. Well, and in hindsight, I imagine he probably would regret, because, I mean, Taken 1 was awesome, but the other two, right. Not so much.
But I could see him pulling out a cell phone while going up against Darth Maul. You know,
yeah, just, like, hold on, I have to. Wait, you want me
to...
I have
a specific set of skills.
Yes. Or even just anything. Like, wait, you want me to fight wolves in Alaska?
I'll do that. That sounds good.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Right.
I think probably character-wise, you know, he I think all these Jedi Masters kind of go into that battle. Because, I mean, clearly Obi-Wan, when he was going up against Vader, he figured, well, he kind of used that as a teaching moment. So, and now we know he was inspired... by the sacrifice of Qui-Gon. Mm-hmm. Oh, it all makes sense
yes.
now.
Yes.
There it, I just See? Got that. Look at that.
It's all about the sacrifice.
It is. It is. That's man, being a Jedi Master is not a good life plan.
No. it's a profession that you don't last unless you're Yoda, but
yeah, it's like you have to walk around with a whiny, annoying kid for a while, and then someone's gonna stab you with a lightsaber,
right?
But it's got a great 401k.
But who does that go to when you're gone?
I don't know. It goes right back. Interesting. Into
and
Jedi
the irony
line,
of
Jedi
it all
Council.
Is that like you end up getting stabbed by a lightsaber, but when you're going around with the whiny kid, you want to stab yourself with a lightsaber.
Yeah, you're like, it's like somebody stab
this kid up. Jeez,
you're like, you know what? I'll take the lightsaber. Fine. Come on, please. You're doing me a favor. You seen that kid? I bet when he's a teenager, he's going to be an even worse actor. Oh my god, it's going to be terrible. I'm just saying.
All right,
but speaking of which, see, we're going all full circle here because. Guess who's next at
number three?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hey, what
help
do you know?
Help me, Obi-Wan.
Oh, yep, help.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
He tried to help. Didn't do a good job. Well, no, he did a good job because they escaped. But man, that old guy. He gave it his best shot. But I think he knew it was coming. And I mean,
I don't think he.
And how do you mess with Darth Vader?
But I don't think that he really wanted to go full out against Vader, considering their history.
No, it would have been interesting, like if he had gotten the upper hand to see, like, does he kill Vader,
right?
Is he
just as good as him now, or
yeah, or is he like, no, really, come back to the good side, dude. Come on, it's only been 30 years. You can fix it. But our first lightsaber battle in the whole Star Wars,
right?
At least not chronologically, but. For the first one we as fans ever saw, and probably sat there with our jaws on the floor. Oh my god, that's the coolest thing ever.
I'm pretty sure I asked my mom, where can I get one of those?
Yeah, I think every kid, like, right. I want that.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not, shut, I want it. I want
one of those, please.
Yeah, I want the red one, because that guy won. And huge moment for Luke, for certainly that whole trilogy, and as we know, Vader struck him down, but he came back twice as strong.
Yes, he did.
So maybe Vader shouldn't have done
Interesting
that.
How they had that. They show the sacrifice so they can pass on that knowledge to whoever they're teaching at that time.
Yeah, and then they stick around like, no, yeah, I'm not done yet. Did you see that? Did you see what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
Right.
Dude, you're gonna be hearing this voice a lot, just... Use the Force, Luke. Yeah, I got it. I got it, dude.
Get out of my ear.
Are you sure?
Get out of my ear. I'm
you
good.
You should really be using the Force right now. Like,
I don't want to right now. I'm good.
I'm making a sandwich. Shut up. Like, you forgot pickles, Luke.
If you used the Force, you wouldn't have forgotten pickles.
See?
And if you guys can tell, we are going down a little ways of master, apprentice, a little kind of like a... theme here that we're working out here, because coming in at number two,
Mr. Palpatine,
the Emperor,
Senor Palpatine.
Yes,
yeah, the Emperor. One of the coolest deaths in the whole. You know, him flailing down that giant
and
pit
still shooting the and lightning,
just shooting and lightning everywhere. Just I mean, that was just awesome. It was the culmination of the other awesome Luke and Darth Vader lightsaber battle.
Correct.
It then led to the redemption of Darth. It was part of the redemption of Darth Vader because he's the one who threw him over. I mean, it's this huge moment.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the galaxy is safe because the dreaded Emperor is dead.
Interesting how Vader came full circle. He crossed over the moment that he killed a bunch of younglings.
Yep.
And then he came back to save one youngling, which was his son.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And he killed both his masters. He's not a very good apprentice, man.
You know what? He just doesn't respond well to authority.
He really doesn't. He's a rebel to the end.
Yeah. He's somebody who is an entrepreneur. He can't work in corporate America.
Yeah, no. He's like, I do what I want.
Yeah.
I don't believe what
he
you're saying.
He can't have a list of rules. He can't box him in.
I'm going to throw you down this giant tube.
Yeah. Where you come out? I don't know.
Yeah. No, he It was, and certainly now that we've seen his full film life, although there's plenty in between, and if you haven't read it yet, it's available now, Darth Vader number 4 on stands near
available
you.
Available at your local comic
your
book
local
shop.
At your local comic book shop, Earth 2 Schumer Nukes, what up? but yeah. No, it,
my question,
it,
do you think the Emperor, like, really, I mean, he could have possibly survived that.
Well, and he could have survived that if then the Death Star didn't subsequently blow up.
Right.
I think that was pretty much
one of the most powerful Sith lords.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I think there was a comic series that I think I have an issue of from like 15 years ago where like they cloned him and brought a clone back of Palpatine.
Interesting.
Like 10 years after after Jedi.
God, what is, you can mess with someone's mind on that one.
Yeah, they had like a whole clone factory of like more Palpatines and stuff.
That's
like,
scary in itself.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. I think it was... I forget who put it out. I want to say Image, but I could be wrong.
Especially if they were all like talking at the same time, you know, saying the same. And now your friends will feel this fully operational Death Star.
Yes, it is what he said. All right, whose turn is it to order pizza? I got it last time.
Don't tip, just hit him with the force lightning.
Just zap him. See if he has any other deliveries in his car first.
So we've gone from honorable mention, 10 to 2, now...
You'll
the
never
number
guess.
Number one death. There's no way you guys are going to get this one.
You'll
at all,
never
so
guess.
Don't even
who
try
this
to guess.
It's so obscure.
I mean,
who now?
We
how
really,
do you how do you pronounce this name again? Oh right,
Vader?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Number one,
of course.
Darth Vader. Congratulations.
Who the hell else was it gonna be? I mean, come on, you know. But yes.
I think if we didn't have Vader at number one, then there is no way we'd be asked to come back.
No. Ken would be like, he would notice a disturbance in the Force.
Right.
Get on a plane. Come
he,
and
would
just,
have, he would have come here and interrupted the show.
Yeah, you would immediately see him running in right now, punching us both on the face, going, I'm sorry, I will never leave you again. But he did leave you, so, and we're still
sorry
here because
that.
We picked Darth Vader.
I know some of you were a little disappointed, but hey, at least Vader is number one on the top 10 deaths.
As he should be. I mean, you know, the film-wise, really, it's the whole thing turns into Darth Vader's story.
Right.
Once you take the prequels into account. Like, I know Luke is the... But really, it becomes the story of Darth Vader. So this is his fate, but finally redeeming himself to save his son, defeat the Empire, save the galaxy, try to do a little mea culpa for the whole younglings thing, which, mm-hmm. you know, they don't... Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
My bad. You know, I was having a bad day. I was a little cranky. Hadn't had my coffee. Just started slaughtering children. As you do.
Hey, just lesson learned. Don't run out of coffee.
Yeah, yeah. No, keep Mr. Vader fully caffeinated, and maybe you won't get sliced in half. But I think Darth Vader dying after killing the Emperor to save his son and the entire galaxy, I mean, there's really not a bigger statement made in any of the Star Wars films than that. That's what I think. What do you think?
I agree with that, and I was just trying to think of the symbolism that they had, because it was similar to the Yoda death scene when Vader, you know, when they took off his mask mm-hmm. and he eventually finally passed.
Yeah.
But like the whole, like the sacrificing moment from master to apprentice, like where did that leave Luke at that moment? Like, you know, kind of relieved in some aspect, but also maybe a little bit...
Yeah,
now he's on his own.
Yeah, he has, you know, Obi-Wan's gone, Yoda's gone, now his father, who all of a sudden is a good guy again, but now he's gone.
Right.
Like, it's like, yeah, you're on your own, kid. Go for it.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
You go on out there and get him!
Stop kissing your sister. It's weird. It's weird.
It's really weird.
Stop it. It's a bad Luke.
So that's our top 10 list.
That's
our top 10 deaths in Star Wars. And I thought that was a fantastic list.
Me too.
I thought that was, we covered a lot.
We did.
It seemed like a lot of people agree with it in the chat room.
I think so. As I turn and look, and the first comment I see is, I miss Ken. We all miss Ken.
Yes.
Thank you.
We get it.
We
know.
So
do I.
God. We're trying.
I have his number if you want. I don't know.
Yeah, we could call him on speakerphone. No, he's busy.
And he trusts us.
Yes, he did trust us. Somebody just asked what no Alderaan. It was in the discussion. That was another honorable mention. But
yes,
we decided to go with the NASCAR picture of Porkins instead because it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was a great.
But
that
yes.
photo is what sold it.
Yeah,
and that picture sold it. So that's why
Porkins in a NASCAR helmet eating chicken. We're sorry. probably if we are more serious, which clearly we're not, no. But if we were taking this more seriously, we would have gone with Alderaan.
Yes.
But we went with fat pork and feet and chicken again. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
Right. Take it back.
Yeah.
Take it back.
You're welcome, America.
Which brings us to the last segment of the show.
Yes.
Duel of the Fates. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They play the song.
Mm.
Back when actually, well, in honor of Maud Garrett, I think we're supposed to just be silent and let it go.
Feel it. That was good. I like that.
Right?
So, we're covering what last week's Duel of Fate was first, correct?
Yes. And last week's Duel of the Fates. What was the biggest twist in the original
story
trilogy?
Story twist. Correct.
Between Darth Vader being revealed as Luke Skywalker's father?
Yep.
Or was it Leia being revealed as his sister?
Oh boy, this was a close one. Yeah,
neck and neck.
If you guys, I'm sorry you didn't. If you wanted to vote but you didn't, you could have really helped out.
You really could have made a difference.
You could have helped out.
Because this one, in a fiercely contested battle, Darth Vader being Luke's father just barely eked out the win over Leia? Yeah. Sorry. By the score of 49-9. So
49-9.
So here I'm conducting for Maud.
Good job,
that's
Vader,
for you,
on
Maud.
That one.
Vader. I mean, yeah, duh. I mean, yes. The
so you're saying that you being, voted? Oh, your vote was for the
yes
father
I,
son.
I would have voted. I mean,
I'll let you know. I voted for the other one.
Did you? Not?
I did. I'll explain why.
Please do. Okay, the floor is yours.
That whole part of them finding out, you know, that they're brother and sister.
Mm.
And someone did point it out, too, on the Facebook page, which is pretty obvious that they, and you said it, they made out, they kissed.
They did.
That's
gross and creepy.
And I feel like then you learn that someone is your sister who you made out with and possibly had feelings for. You're not going to shake that, which obviously Luke didn't. Hence, he did make a turn.
Yeah,
to
that's true.
The dark side, and I would say that motivated that turn.
Yeah, no, I can buy that. Well, and someone else... In their discussion, I love this song. I do love this. This is good. Someone did point out that the Luke Leia's relationship could end up tying in, with Episode 7 and so on and so forth, and so it could end up being a bigger deal, which I buy into that.
That'd be cool.
But I mean, granted, it's the most misquoted line in all of film history, but. Luke, I'm your father. I mean, come on, dude. That might be the icon of Star Wars. Like, not just Darth Vader himself. I think it could just be Luke,
yes.
I'm your father, which, again, is the wrong quote, but
which,
still.
It should be on a billboard, outside on the 405 and 101 freeway.
It really should.
On the interchange.
Like, anyone hears that,
yeah.
They don't even have to have seen Empire. They're like, oh, yeah, that's that Star Wars thing you thought with the spaceships, right? Yeah. Yeah, no,
I know exactly what that means.
Dorks. But so that was last week's Duel of the Fates.
Now for this week's.
This is a good one. I like this one.
This is exciting.
We're all about the Clone Wars this week.
Yeah, I like it.
That's the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't knock over my Leia Pez Dispenser, man. She's very fragile.
She was still affected by the kiss.
She was. Like, oh my goodness. That's why I separated them. See, Luke's over here. Leia's over there. They got Stormtrooper and Chewbacca's in between them. don't make Leia make out with my Stormtrooper Pez. It's just weird. So this week we're going with a little more Clone Wars.
Yes. Very specific.
Yes. Who do you prefer, Cad Bane or Hondo the Pirate?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Who would you want to have on your heist team?
Yeah.
Who is going to make a better?
Yeah. Whose squad are you signing up for?
Right.
If you're on the playground, they're picking teams. Who do you hope picks you?
Cad Bane, Joe? Hondo, Anaka. I hope I said his last name right, Onaka.
Yeah,
sounds
it's,
good.
I think it's Onaka, but also Onaka. People go Hondo the Pirate, so I'm go with that because it's
that's
easier
much
to
easier.
Say.
Yeah. So, although Hondo did successfully kidnap Count Dooku,
mm-hmm.
and then Obi-Wan, and Anakin, for that matter, like, you got a threesome on that.
He just kind of keeps kidnapping everybody.
He was good at that. Yeah. But I would go with Cad Bane for my heist team. I would, because he doesn't have a problem laying down the law. People respect him. He's good at flying.
He is good at flying.
He's good at negotiating.
He's
because he would go for a normal rate, and then he told even the Emperor one time, he's like, yeah, I'm going to triple my rate this time.
Yeah.
Triple my rate.
Yeah. Emperor.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk back to you now.
You don't have a problem with that.
What up, homie? Yeah, no, I, you know, as anyone who follows me knows, I generally go with the lesser of two evils. You know, and Hondo, you know, Hondo isn't necessarily evil. He's, you know, he kind of plays both sides.
Right.
He's more of, there's a lot more ambiguity.
And he's funny.
He's funny. Some of the best parts of are him just kind of walking around, Kenobi, what's up? I love his first description of lightsabers where he's like, you know, the woo woo thing. You have that.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So from a character standpoint, I prefer Hondo. I enjoyed him more. But yeah, if I'm going to sign up with anybody, I want to be on Team Cad Bane, because that dude.
Excellent.
And he's a tough egg to crack. You remember the scene where he's getting interrogated and like it takes Anakin, Obi-Wan and Mace Windu all using their mind control.
That's right.
And he's still like, no, you're not. I mean, yes, I'll do it, but not because you made me. That didn't work. I mean,
it just really gave him like an itch.
Yeah, yeah. Tickles. Like, you know, if you can fight off three Jedi mind tricks at the same time, that's a dude I'm gonna. I want you leading my team,
right?
Because there's more of a
chance.
He's
gonna get the job done.
There's more of a chance. I'm coming back. And as we know, Hondo's whole team was, you know, Darth Maul showed up, and they're like, we're gonna go with him now. It's Maul kept stealing everybody's team. He was mean. He's a mean man.
He's like a collector of teams.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know, he was.
Which is weird because Hondo and his team were a bunch of smugglers, but they ended up getting smuggled.
Yeah. Maul was just greedy. Jerk. So if we've learned anything today, it's that Darth Maul's a jerk.
He is.
Just in case you...
And we're Team Cad Bane.
We are Team Cad Bane. We're Team Cad Bane. I'm happier when Hondo's on my TV screen. But that's just me.
It'd be nice if, like, you know, if they were like a comedy team that, like, Hondo would, like, open for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Or they could, like, Abbott Costello. Like,
there we go.
Cad Bane.
That's what I'm looking for.
Bane could be the straight man, and Hondo be like, okay, let me tell you about this baseball team I put together. It's really good. Okay, ask me who's on first. Come on.
It's a good team. It's a good team.
Oh. I don't do a Cad Bane impression. Sorry.
Yeah, that'd be a hard one.
Yeah.
But that was a great show.
I certainly think so.
Top 10 list covered.
Top 10. Bunch of deaths.
Deaths were happening.
We had it. So what do you think for your Duel of the Fates?
Tell us.
Tell us on the
Facebook
on the Book of Faces. Tweet at us. Say it in this YouTube thing that I'm.
Are you on Cad Bane's team or Hondo the Pirate's team? And we will post that for you.
We'll talk. I like this. Hondo is great at parties. Cad Bane would be a bummer. True story.
That is very well put. Thank you.
That's well said. Yeah, that's like why I would do my 24-hour ride along with Lando. Like you don't want to roll into the club with Vader. You want to roll in the club with Lando.
True, but I will say that Vader would probably get a free bar tab.
Yes. Yeah, Vader's drinking for free. But if you want to have fun, you know, picking up the ladies, you're rolling with Hondo.
Lando knows all the new dance moves.
Yeah. And same with the Hondo Bane thing. Like, you know, Hondo's in there let's get down. Cad Bane's just like, I don't.
He's not much of a dancer.
He'd probably be the designated driver. Like, I'm just going to go sit in the corner. He's just going to like be scrolling through Twitter. Like, okay,
he's obsessive compulsive.
Can we go, you guys? Yeah. You know, he's the guy who like 12:30. He's like, come on, you guys. I'm really tired. I want to go home. And you're all out having fun. It's like, oh God, who keeps inviting this guy? I'm like, yeah, but he drives, so it's he's such a bummer. While Hondo's over in in the VIP lounge on the table, like, yeah, this boogie.
Let's do this.
Yeah, so you know, that's my insight.
And with that said, this has been the Jedi Alliance Show.
Yes.
I am Joey Rockenstein.
I'm Joey Jarello.
You can catch us on Twitter at Jedi Alliance. I'm at Joey Rockenstein.
I'm at JoeRue23. Follow our buddy Ken, even though he's abandoned you. He's at Ken Knapsack.
And why don't you tweet him and let you know how you felt about him abandoning you?
Yes. As long as you also say nice things about us.
Yeah, say that we did good, but let him know that he was bad.
We tried really hard.
Catch Jedi Alliance on iTunes. Please rate and review the show if that you're into rate and reviewing, or iTunes for that matter.
As you should be. Be sure to check out, follow Schmoes Know and their many, many shows. You got Profiles, Guilty Movie Pleasures, Box Office Breakdown, Meet the Movie Press, Marvel Movie News, DC Movie News, and of course that main show that they do on Thursdays that you might want to watch once or twice because it's really
it's a
really
good show.
It's a good show. It's a good show. Jedi Alliance, did we too? Yeah, you did on iTunes and rate and review.
Yeah.
Follow Jedi Alliance. Follow Popcorn Talk at Popcorn
at
Talk.
The Popcorn
the
Talk.
The Popcorn Talk.
And also at Schmoes No.
Yes, I know them, you know. I know them.
I know of them.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, no, I know.
I know a couple of them.
I know. I have their phone numbers and everything.
Really?
Yeah. They don't know. They don't respond to me ever. They forgot me.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week, guys. We really appreciate it. Again, I'm Joey Rockenstein.
I'm Joe Ridgerella. This has been Jedi Alliance on Popcorn Talk Network, where we talk movies. Thank you for listening, because many Bothans died to bring us this information.
Ah, so many deaths.
So many Bothans.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit PopcornTalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.